Cause when we moved over here, this is a quiet place. Quiet place. I'm don't it scare you. It's so quiet. Now I was it's good. Sleep like a baby. Now I had to take night pills to go to sleep. Hitting all the shots back there, hollering and screaming up here and all of that. And this would be a real nice place. And ain't nothing but older folks on the street. And the young folks now come trying. That lady stay over there 72 years old. She said, I want to know how I can get these folks to stay out of my yard. And I said, I know, I seen some people in them blue uniform there. Get them off from over there.
So it wasn't like this in your old neighborhood either?
No, see, the first neighborhood we stayed in was Project. And I was alone there. But,
That was in East Atlanta?
Mm, that was in East Lake. They were East Atlanta. Yeah, East Lake. Okay. Mm-hmm. But, that was rough. Ain't no telling what you might hear. What kind of speech you might hear out there. You know, I ain't talking about no retarded people. They had retarded folks. Be in there. One who just don't know no English at all. And then some of them that was...
Because he didn't know English because he didn't live. He was not from the States.
No, he was American. Uh-huh. Black, African-American, but didn't know stuff like... He didn't know... I'm talking pronunciation now. Uh-huh. He didn't know how to... He knew... basically thought he knew what it meant, but he'd be saying he stay in a house, but he'll say he reside in his car. I said, no, you reside at that address right there. You know, when a black man learn a big word that they have not familiar with, they go outrageous with it. Man, like he said, I reside in my car. I said, well, that's where you are residing at now, but you reside in your house. That's where your address is at. They wouldn't understand. It's just certain things that you tell them, and they just use it for what they feel like is suitable for, and they don't fit the situation.
So what about after the project where you lived?
After the project, we moved to Jumbo Road. Mm-hmm.
And near where your church is.
Uh-huh. About 10 blocks away from the church. And it's basically the same. They're just like Project. Mm-hmm. See, there was the old folks over there, and all the old folks who died out leaving the children, the properties and stuff, and all the children was either alcoholics or on drugs. And it was just like a cancer had ate up the neighborhood, the whole neighborhood going down. Even over there now, the people buying it up, fixing them up. And the people just out there, got one guy named, I forgot his name, Sam, son. He just be out there just screaming and hollering. But no, you can't talk to him without him hollering at you. I ain't talking about just saying like, hey, I'm talking about hollering. You would think he was singing a song.
Was he hard of hearing?
No, he just talked loud. He said, and I said, man, don't holler at me like that. He said, I can't help it. That's the way I talk. I said, well, dog, something wrong with you. Let me leave. My mama know his name. He just talk like that. And I think that's when he get drunk, too. Uh-huh. But when he's sober, I don't know how to talk. I never seen him before. So I can't tell you that. But I know he holler. If he hollered, I don't know it. But since you said it, that got to be a possibility. Because every time I see him, he's drunk. But he always holler. I'm talking about he ain't just hollering like you calling somebody from the other end of the house. Mm-hmm. He hollering like he calling somebody and turned that corner and he's trying to catch him, you know. I'm serious.
And you're sitting right in front of
him. Yeah, you be this close. And I told him, I say, man, I be hollering in my ear like that. What's wrong with you? I can't help it. This is the way I talk. Okay, well, let me get on away from here so we won't have no problem.
Okay, let me check and see. Let me check the time, first of all.